Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer, in reading the Word of God, just a little time of worship and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing with us.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. Thank you for worshiping with us. And as I usually tell you, if it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to tune in? And then have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information in just a little while. I do appreciate the phone call a few days ago from Brian down in Georgia. We appreciate you listening to us and worshiping with us, and we're going to dedicate today's broadcast to you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Mark chapter 12, verse 29. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Again, wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. It's great to know who Jesus is. Brian is a young man that recently gave his heart and life back to the Lord and is enjoying his Christian journey. And we want to help him and strengthen him, build up his faith, and encourage him through this broadcast ministry. And if you're a new convert, you've recently given your heart and life to Christ, or you've been reclaimed and you know you're living for Jesus now, we want to encourage you also fight the good fight of faith. Where we're going to take the Holiness Hymns hymnal, and we're going to page 209. Sing along with us on the old gospel ship. Everybody join in. Let's sing together.
I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing all my joys with you I'll share. I plan to take a trip in the good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I will leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
All right, sing it now.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Goodbye.
If you're ashamed of me, you have no cause to be, for with Christ I am an heir. If too much fault you find, you'll sure be left behind while I go sailing through the air.
All right, sing now.
I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
One more time now.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
And the scripture teaches us, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let's praise him today because he has provided transportation for us as soon as the trumpet of God sounds. The dead in Christ are going to be resurrected first. We which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be taking a part in that. It won't be an airplane ride, or, you know, it's typified by the old gospel ship and a long black train and different things, but it's going to be a plain air ride. We're not going to have to use any mode of earthly transportation. We're just going to be lifted by the power of God and quickened by the Holy Ghost, and we'll receive our transportation on a plain air ride. I'm so excited. I'm ready. I hope it takes place right now during this broadcast service. The precious promise today comes from Ephesians 4:32. And this is great advice, and most of us, we could use another dose of this. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Remember, if we do not forgive those that we have seen, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. You have to forgive in order to be forgiven. So let's be kind one to another, and let's be tenderhearted, and let's forgive one another. Listen to this, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, holding a grudge will only torment you. It will not torment anyone else. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the word of God today. Thank you for men like Brian that have repented of their sins and, Lord, I have experienced forgiveness of sins and have been experiencing new life in Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we just pray that we'll be able to apply the Word of God to our hearts. And Lord, I just thank you for each new convert, and I thank you, Lord, for each one, Lord, that has repented of sin, whether it's been recently or many years ago. We're thankful, Lord, for that saving grace. Lord, we're thankful for that great saving power. We're glad, Lord, for your willingness to forgive us. Lord, we're glad for your willingness to save us. You're not willing that any should perish. Lord, I just pray today you'll bless the converts, new ones, and those that have been established for a number of years. Strengthen them, Lord. Lift them up and encourage them. Father, whether they've just been saved today or whether they've been saved many years, I pray that you'll give them strength and faith and victory. And Lord, I pray they'll praise and worship and glorify you. Help us, Lord, to apply the word of God to our hearts and live it as it is written. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. He touched me. Oh,
touch me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
And I'll try to give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast, so if you will, be ready to take it down until you've known the love of God.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's gain, then you've known nothing until you've known God and His love. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. Lifetime, you could meet everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, then you've known no one until you've known God and His love.
Oh, worship with us now.
Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God.
And thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Lord willing, we're here weekdays at this same time. Thank you for praying for us and helping us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin, where he has trod.